This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jake, I believe, has found our friend Janelle Marie. Now, Janelle Marie, we've had on before. PositiveSingles.com. It's an online dating site for people with STDs, herpes, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, all the above. HPV, 1.6 million members. The CDC reports this week a record 2.5 million have STDs. 2.5 million.
And record highs.
In chlamydia, gonorrhea, and what was it, syphilis?
And syphilis.
And KU up in the Lawrence area, leading the charge up there. You guys have been doing some dirty, dirty up there.
Hot chalk burning KU.
Our next guest is the founder and executive director of the STD Project, as well as being a spokesperson for Positive Singles, a dating website for those who are STD positive. And today, she's here to talk about the recent CDC report showing a record high in cases of STDs, as well as this Sunday being National Herpes Awareness Day. Please welcome Janelle Marie Pierce.
Janelle Marie, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Well, we're fine. Hell, we're the epicenter of this problem, apparently.
I know everyone's in a panic right now, and it's really, I mean, the headlines are sensationalizing it, and there are some things, some causes for alarm, but it's not necessarily as awful and worrisome as everyone wants us to believe.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's okay to put people in a bit of a panic. Like, hey, put your condom on. Well, you're going to do it anyway. There's no such thing as abstinence. It's never going to happen. That's, you and I both know, like, that's a ridiculous idea. But, you know, you just got to teach people, hey, you got to do this part. This part's an important part. You got to have condoms with you. Girls, boys, everybody's got to have them. If the other person doesn't have them, make them get them, and you should bring them.
For sure. I think it puts like safer sex practices, yeah, and talking to partners and getting tested a little bit more in the forefront of our minds. What's crazy about those numbers too is, like, you know, the intro was just listing the infections that were included. That doesn't include some of the most common infections like HPV, herpes, HIV, long-term infections. That's not even included on that number. So those rates are reported cases of just a specific, just four STIs, STDs.
And
so the numbers are actually a lot higher. So not to even further sensationalize it, but they're actually a lot higher than that. And we don't really know all the details behind how that reporting, what that necessarily means. It doesn't necessarily mean there are higher incidences. Like, that doesn't necessarily mean there are more infections. It just means that now there are more reported cases of those four infections. So it could be a good thing. It could mean that people are being proactive and are practicing safer sex and are getting tested.
You are. You're the most positive STD lady ever.
Like, pun intended, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, I know. By the way, it wasn't lost on me on your dating site. It says stay positive. I'm like, they have no choice.
But I'm done.
but you know, listen. It's a hard world out there. And I think some things you should be able to laugh at, especially the elephant in the room, right? If that's where you're at, get on. That's what makes this website so great. Somebody has herpes. Look, you don't want to give it to somebody unknowingly. And so you think, well, you know, we'll keep it in the family, as it were, and I'll meet somebody else who also understands that, you know, we've got to be careful with stuff like this, and they understand the trials and tribulations and what it means. And so I think you're doing a really wonderful thing. As odd as it is to people, because nobody wants to talk about it, it's a pretty important website you've got. You can go and meet somebody. This girl here is 22 years old in Missouri. And beautiful girl, and you're like, Jesus criminy, man. I mean, that's a pretty young age to have to deal with this. And she's got HSV2, so that's herpes, right? Am I right on?
Yeah, same as me. Yeah.
So that's and as you know, like, that, I'm sure those first years, especially your young dating years, that's a tricky place to be.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's absolutely mortifying, and the sensationalized headlines are what makes that even harder, because people are mortified, petrified about having to potentially disclose to a new partner. I mean,
sure.
That's the number one question we get, like, how do I have this conversation? How do I have this talk? So that's what is cool about an application like Positive Singles, because then you can go on, kind of get your feet wet again, start dating, and realize, like, wait a minute, this doesn't define me. This doesn't change my appeal, my value, my worth. This is just adds another layer. It informs now my dating and going forward my experiences in that kind of situation. But immediately, the first initial reaction is always pure panic, because everything is so highly stigmatized.
Well, think about it. Let's just say you do have this issue. You've contracted the herpes. Now, you meet somebody. If you tell them right out of the gate, they're going to bail. I mean, that's just, you know, 9 out of 10 times, nobody. You know, I'd love to tell you that I'm so open-minded. If I met a girl, we meet, and everything's cool, but she's like, well, I have genital herpes. I'd be like, boy, I don't think I want that. And I don't know that I'd ask for a second date. And I'd love to lie and tell you I for sure would, but I don't know that I would. Okay, so, or what's the other thing? Then the other person doesn't tell you. Let's say you don't have sex, but maybe you fall in love. That's awfully cruel as well. Then you've kind of grabbed this person's heart, and then you throw the other part on them. So what do you do?
Wait a minute, though. Now, is that cruel? Like, hang on, think about this. Like, nobody goes to a first date and says, here are all the things that you might not necessarily like about me. Like, oh, I am $100,000 in debt with student loans. I have a parent who is an alcoholic who I take care of, and I'm at their house all of the time dealing with drama. Like, there's all sorts
of... Oh, my God. I've met girls like that. Are you kidding me? I've met girls like that. They're like...
I mean, there's lots of things that are reasons why people reject somebody. And
sure.
I mean, they're totally valid, and that's okay. But it's like nobody puts all of that out on the table right from the get-go. I mean, that actually would look a little nutso. And like, if you absolutely just said, here are all of the things, I have halitosis, I pick my nose, or I pee in the shower, or, I mean, things that are just like, some people are like, nope, that's a no for me.
Yeah, no, I got
so
you.
So in some ways, it's like, absolutely, you definitely want to disclose before putting someone at risk. But like, I think you have to like, qualify that a little bit, because my experience has not a single person has ever said no, and I've had a very healthy, active sex life. I mean, I've had herpes since I was 16.
I remember.
I'm 37 now, basically elderly. So, you know, in my whole wise years of living, like, and surprisingly enough, not a single partner has ever been like, nope, that's not going to work for me. And I thought, like you said, I thought the opposite was going to be true, and that's not the case.
Well, and I say that because I've never been faced with someone telling me that. And when I say this, I'm just, you know, in my head, I'm running the scenario just thinking, man, that's a hard life to live if you're unfortunate, you know, and this happens to you. Like yourself, this happened when you were 16 years old, and then you got to deal with this. And, you know, you ended up creating this website, PositiveSingles.com, for people who have that same issue. They can meet each other. They can date. They don't have to be alone. They all can discuss the situation, what they know about it, how they can avoid any further transmission, all those things. But in the end, everybody wants someone to love. Everybody wants to have sex. Everybody wants to be close. Everybody needs that.
Oh, for sure. It's the stigma that makes it the worst. The actual, like, social implications. The infections themselves are more like nuisances, and they're manageable and not really a big deal. Most people don't even have any symptoms. So it's really the actual, just the perception, those misconceptions that make it really tough for
people,
that psychological impact.
I told you, I get cold sores on my lips. So does Jake's. We both have to take Valtrex. Like, if you start to feel one tingle, you take a double and then it goes away. I don't have to take it every day. And luckily, I haven't had one in years, but when you got to go to the pharmacy and pick it up, it's always a great-looking girl. She's always, like, fresh out of pharmacy school, beautiful, and she goes, oh, yeah, John, okay, here's your medication. She reads it, and she's like, do you need any information? And you just know she's looking at you like it's a cartoon, like your genitals are going, boom, 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 you know.
That's you internalizing that, though. Really, 75% of all people have some form of herpes, whether it's oral or genital, HSV-1 or HSV-2. So that's just a product of, like, the propaganda that's out there saying that you should feel bad about it, when in reality, like, so many people have it. I mean, again, it's not ideal. So I'm not saying, like, people are lining up at my door like, yay, please, can I contract some herpes tomorrow or today or whenever you were available.
You're free to spread
that. Things happen.
Here's what I told you before. I don't know if you give any thought. Remember, I said, let's just change the name to Hot Freckles. Let's give it a cuter name.
Yes, I love hot freckles. I'm on board with it. I've been doing that all month long. I've been posing in pictures nude all over my social media celebrating my herpes anniversary. It's been 20 years since I've had herpes. People are like, you're celebrating herpes. I'm like, no, I'm not necessarily celebrating actual herpes itself and having it because nobody wants an infection. But it's more about celebrating saying, like, I'm taking my autonomy back. Like, this is my body. I get to define it. I get to define my sexuality. I get to determine if I'm still dead sexy, and I am. So here we are.
Fantastic. Good for you. You're a badass. And by the way, if you want some of these here, I'll play this down the line for you. We'll send these to you for your website.
I've got hot freckles all over my junk. Got that from some chick when I was real drunk. Hey, baby, hand that ball tracks over to me. Got hot freckles, hot freckles.
That was a little direct, but you see where we're going with that.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I love that or hate that. But like, you can't laugh about it a little bit.
You gotta.
You know, like, where you gotta have a little bit of humor about some of the crap that happens in life. And it is kind of crappy, you know?
Of course it is.
Chicken pox, like, poison ivy. It's all crappy, but it's not the end of the world. But yep, hot freckles. I'm on board.
No,
it's over.
Well, that's it.
I'll
listen.
Put the sound clip on my side. I will.
I got three of them. I'll send you some. You do what you like. But that really is met with love because it is a tough world, man. My mom, god dang, she went through a stroke and breast cancer, and they chopped one of her boobs off. And you either learn to laugh at certain weird stuff. My poor dad had his Alzheimer's. And you either find some kind of weird, dark humor in everything, or you just implode upon yourself. You
oh,
know?
Yeah, for sure.
I actually
already too much negative.
My mom, I take care of her. I, the quick story is I went to Thanksgiving, brought her some wine. She doesn't drink. She pulls her little wig off. She's got hair on her head, like barely, like after the chemo. So it looks like some old man's testicles. And then my brothers are grossed.
But, yep.
And she goes, look what you bought me. She's English. And she sticks her chest out, and I reach out to check the little cutlet thing you buy, only I honk her one good boob. So now I've grabbed my mom's can on Thanksgiving in front of my brothers while she's got her testicle hair out. Yeah. You either laugh.
Oh, Festivus. There we go. Yeah. Hearing of grievances was next, right?
That's it. But you either laugh or your head explodes. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. Right, right. Laughter cures. It's the solution, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's this. Stay positive. So if you or somebody you know is suffering from any of this stuff, and it's really the stuff you can't you know get rid of. It's the simplex virus. It's HIV. It's Hep C. Although Hep C, they're getting better with that now. But you don't get a lot of people with like syphilis and gonorrhea on your and chlamydia on your site, right? Because I mean, it's all curable.
Right, right, right. Exactly. No, the majority of our site. Readers and people who are using the application and stuff are all HSV. That's the biggest group. And then HPV as well. So the human papillomavirus, so that could be genital warts or high risk strains that can turn into cancer, but don't often. And HIV as well. And then we do get a little bit of hepatitis B and C, but not as much as we see. Like herpes is the biggest category. Herpes is the one that people really struggle with because it doesn't have a lot of big physical ramifications, but the social ramifications are so huge that, you know, people really just aren't sure how to disclose and what to do next in terms of dating.
No, I think you're doing something great, Janelle. Janelle Marie, positivesingles.com.
Well, I appreciate that.
I do really do mean that. And I appreciate your sense of humor most of all. I think that's the most beautiful thing about you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I am absolutely just thanks. Thanks is the biggest thing I can say. I appreciate it.
All right. Listen, hey, why are you not married? I mean, I'm not married either, but why are you not married?
Oh, I am. I am. I have a husband.
Oh, I thought you said you were single earlier.
Mm-mm,
well, this flirting's done me no good now, has it? This flirting has done me no good whatsoever. You what?
I know. All the flirting, all the work.
Now, did you meet him
Although,
through?
No, I didn't say whether our relationship was open or not. It's not. But
did you tell me this with him? Does he also does he get HSV or does he not?
No, he does not. As far as we are aware, he hasn't been tested in a while, so like he may have contracted it and just doesn't have signs or symptoms, but. The last he was blood tested, he was negative. And he was negative when we met. I was running the STI project and the spokesperson for Positive Singles when we met. So he already knew what I did. And I kind of asked him, like, what do you think about this? Like, I'm basically the STD, STI lady, and, like, all over social media is like, I have herpes. And he said, actually, you'd be so surprised. My DMs are wild. Like, he, and that's how him and I started dating. He hopped into my DMs, and I actually entertained the conversation. And he said he thought that that was amazing, and it was beautiful and wonderful. And I get hit on even more now that I do this publicly. It's
sure.
The strangest thing.
Well, no, it's your personality, kid. You got, like I said, the most beautiful thing. And I have no idea what you look like. It's a great sense of humor. Anybody with that kind of confidence and that level of commitment to anything and that lack of fear is always going to be attractive. Always.
Well, I hope that remains because, you know, I'm 37, so, like, eventually the looks will go, so I'm just going to ride on my personality until the end. I'm on board with that.
Yeah, riding on that personality thing. Now you know why I'm single, or at least not married.
Yeah. All right, listen. Your voice, that's the voice for radio, right?
you're the best. Hey, listen, positivesingles.com. Check it out for yourself. You stay right there, Janelle. Good to hear your voice. Continue on. Good work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.